We're doing brachot, we're up to Yudchet Amud Bet, and we had skipped a small portion. The Gemara had analyzed the pasuk about Benayahu ben Yoyada, and we took what we needed for our sugya, but now let's fill in the rest of the analysis of the pasuk. We'll start from the top of Yudchet Amud Bet. Ben Ishchai, Benayahu ben Yoyada, is described as the son of a live man. Atukuli alma b'nei matininu. Everyone else is the son of dead people. What do you mean he's the son of a live man? Ela, but rather what the pasuk is telling us, Ben Ishchai, he was the son of one who is really alive, Shafiru b'mitato karui chai, that even when he passes away, he is called alive, and that was the concept that we needed to discuss how the righteous, even in their death, are called alive. Benayahu is called Rav Poalim, who's done great things, Mikavtziel, Sheribah v'kibetz Poalim laTorah, that he gathered, he did many great things for the Torah, V'hu ikat shnei Ariel Moav, he destroyed the two lions of Moab. That means he left none like him in the first or second temple. He outdid everyone in both temples. That's he destroyed the two lions. The Beis Mikdash is sometimes called a lion, just like a lion has a mane that spreads out in front. So too the Beis Mikdash, if you're entering in the east, the build of the Beis Mikdash is it widens towards the west. The east is one like long, narrow passageway compared to the widening of the west where you have the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Lishkos all around it. So the Heichal, the Ulam, it gets wider as you go westward. So that's why it's called Ariel. The great lion is the Beis HaMikdash, which was built by David HaMelech, who is also called the lion. And it was destroyed in the month of Av, that's called the lion, by Nebuchadnezzar, who's called the lion. Vehu yarad, and he descended, Benayahu ben Yoyada, he descended into a pit, v'ikat ha'ari b'toch habor b'yom ha'shalig. And he destroyed the lion in the pit on a snowy day. Ikad amri d'tavar grizzei d'balda v'nachit v'taval. Some say it means it was a snowy day, and he cut through the ice to be tovel, to immerse himself. And Rashi says that he was immersing for Keri. Here you see that in those days already they were doing tvila. Okay, Rashi says kedei lasok b'torah, in order to learn Torah. So that's what you see from Rashi. Right. And others say the idea is the lion is that he learned Torah's Kohanim on a short wintry day. That's the idea here. The lion is like he defeated the lion. That's the fierce part of the Torah, the difficult part of the Torah, and that is Torah's Kohanim, what we're about to enter, the book of Vayikra, Sifri de Beirav. He conquered it on a wintry day, a short day, meaning there were less hours, and he was able to do a chazara on the whole thing on one short day, one short wintry day. Okay, so that's what we skipped. Now let's go down to the two lines.
Okay,
yes.
It seems like a negative thing when it says he killed the two lions. It seems like he's destroyed.
Doesn't say he killed the two lions. It says he hit the two lions.
It still sounds like he's hurting the lions with the lions in the temple.
Okay. That's what we need chazal. I would also think like you, but that's what it says. B'nei Rabbi Chiya nafuk l'kriyata. We know Rabbi Chiya was the great disciple of Rebbe, the uncle of Rav. He married, he had a stepbrother and a stepsister who got married, right? They weren't relatives. They were each related to him but not related to one another. So the sons of Rabbi Chiya nafuk l'kriyata. They went out and they were dealing with their territory. So they're busy working the fields or checking up on their assets, and they started forgetting their Torah Shebaal Peh. Started being difficult for them to remember all the Torah Shebaal Peh that they once knew. And back in the day, you had to review; it was all by heart. They were having great difficulty trying to remind themselves. So one said to the other, does Dad know how we're suffering now? So the other one answered him, how would Dad know? Job describes how after a person dies, his children get honor and he knows nothing about it. So the other one answered him, you think Dad doesn't know? But the pasuk says, that a person when he is dead, So he feels for his flesh, his soul suffers. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the vermin consuming the corpse are as painful to the deceased as a needle going through live flesh. Amre, so they concluded, they said, must be b'tzara didu yadei. They feel their own pain, but they can't feel anyone else's pain. So Dad doesn't know how we're suffering now, trying to remind ourselves of what we forgot. Vilo, really, the deceased don't know what's going on in this world. Va'tanya yava medrash in Avos Rabbi Nosson. Maseh b'chasid chachin tan din alani be'erv Rosh Hashanah b'shnei batzoret. There was once a pious person who gave a dinar to a poor person during a year of a drought. Ve'knitato ishto. His wife started yelling at him, "You bum! You don't know that times are tough. How do you give so much money on Erev Rosh Hashanah? How do you give to someone else so much money?" Okay, so they're having a fight, and v'anach v'lan bevet ha-kvarot. So he went to sleep in the graveyard. V'shamashtei ruchot shem sapot zo lezo. So it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. He hears two spirits talking to one another. Amra achad el chaverta. One said to the other, "Chaverti boi v'nashut bo'olam nishma machoya pogud ma'purnut ba'al ha'olam." Let's go stream around the world and hear from behind the fence, hear what God's decreeing, what harmful things are going to come to the world. Her friend said, "I can't go with you because I'm buried in this reed, in like a bed of reeds, in a mat of reeds." She said, "No, but you go and you come back and tell me what you've heard." So she went and she streamed around the world. And when she came, her friend said to her, "What did you hear behind God's fence?" She said, "I heard that whoever plants in the first quarter, then their crops are going to be destroyed with hail." Okay, so he has an insider's tip. He plants the second quarter. By the time the crops are ripe, everyone else's crops are hard, stronger than his. They take shape, they take form, they've grown to maturity at an earlier stage. And then when the hail comes down, they break under the weight of the hail. Shalololaka, but his were just starting to grow. The stalks were not yet hardened. Everything bent under the hail and continued growing. He didn't lose that year from the hail. L'shana acheret, so a different year, halach velan bevet ha-kvarot. He goes back to sleep in the graveyard on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hey, it worked. Here's the same two spirits talking to one another. One said to her friend, "Let's go sailing through the world and hear from behind the fence what bad things are going to happen to the world." She says, "Hey, didn't I tell you I'm buried in a reed mat and I can't go? But you go, you, whatever you hear, boy, really come back and tell me." So she went sailing, and her friend said, "Hey, what'd you hear behind the fence?" She said, "I heard whoever plants in the second planting, so then there's going to be a wind that dries things out, and anyone who's planted late, their stuff's going to dry out and get destroyed." What's called the shidafon. So that year, he was quick to plant all his plantings in the first quarter. Everyone else who planted a lot of their crops in the second quarter this year, you know, they lost last year by planting in the first quarter, so this year they detained, and then they ended up losing because there was the shidafon, and he didn't lose his crops, he was making good business. So his wife said to him, She said, "Hey, wait a second, buddy. You got to explain this one to me. How come last year everyone else's crops were destroyed by the hail and yours not? This year everyone else's crops were destroyed by the shidafon and yours not?" And this is where we'll pick up tomorrow.